Now, there's always something pretty classy when you see that a hotel has the National AA Hotel of the Year Award. It's a pretty big one. It's a pretty big one. And the Old Inn Crawfordsburn is about to have one handed to them. Or indeed, have they just had one handed to them? Well done, the Old Inn Crawfordsburn. Let me speak to one of the proprietors, Garvin Rice. Garvin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very well. This celebration, was it on Monday? Was it yesterday?
It was last night. Last night,
Frank. You're still celebrating?
There's still probably a bit of champagne spilling around the system, yep.
Good, man. There is something pretty special about the national award that is the AA Hotel of the Year. The Old Inn Crawfordsburn has got such a famous name and wonderful, wonderful reputation. Did the judges tell you why they selected you?
They just come in. We won our four silver stars there in 2015, and we've had a merit score of more than 83% for the last 3 or 4 years. And they don't actually tell you that they're coming in, and they don't spot check, and they don't feedback. But it's kind of a bit of a reveal, a bit of a surprise when they announce it for you. So. They said that they, you know, they love the history, they love the family connection in previous visits, you know, when they come to do the inspections. But it's great to get this award. It's lovely. It's great for the staff and also, you know, for the listeners, the U105 listeners that we know, hear the adverts on U105 and come in and tell us that they've heard things on the radio and heard yourself, Frank. So I'd just like to say thank you to the customers and all the staff at the Old Inn. They've been done a sterling job, done us really proud.
Not a problem, Garvin. It's got such a great name. But, of course, it's been a name that's been a long time in the making. You go back to what, like 80 years before the Battle of the Boyne?
I know, 1614, 403 years old we are. So we kind of have to treat ourselves as just the curators of the building and the business, you know. And my dad, Danny, and my brother, Paul, work in the business, and my dad bought it there in 1983. And he's, you know, he's well known in Northern Ireland really for a real Midas touch when it comes to you know, pubs and clubs and bars that he used to do, and then the Crown North Down, as we like to call it, the Old Inn, is just something that's become his baby, and he's, you know, he's semi retired. I don't think he'll ever retire, but his personal touch and the family touch is something that the staff have been really warm in feeding back to us, that they really enjoy every survey we do with the staff. They always say how much they like working in a family-run business that doesn't have any huge corporate guidance, and everyone can make a difference. And I think that's what's actually led to the award more than anything else. People are empowered to do what they need to do to get the job done.
It's an interesting point, that, because more and more hotels are coming online here in the Belfast area. Some of them are the big multinationals. Some of them are from the traditional backgrounds of well-established family names. And others, of course, are, I suppose, specialist hotels. Can one like the Old Inn out at Crawfordsburn compete with all of that bedroom space that's shooting up as we speak?
Yeah, it's a very noisy space. And, you know, I think it's very healthy. You know, Belfast visitor numbers are increasing year on year. There's more spend coming in, and that's the start of a, you know, just a whole machine. When there's money coming into Northern Ireland, you know, contractors get work, buildings get built, hotels get built, you know, families get fed. But the Old Inn, you know, we're a different product. You know, the Northern Ireland Tourist Board classify the demographics of customers very differently. You have the social energizers, which will be the ones going down into Cathedral Quarter and having a few pints and just want, you know, the cheapest room they can get closest to the pub. We're very different in that we're looking for what the tourist board call the culturally curious, which is a more mature audience that are looking for personality. They want to feel that the experience isn't going out to the pub, that the experience is part of, you know, the hotel, the staff, the service. You know, we've got Crawfordsburn Country Park right on our back door, Helens Bay Beach, the waterfalls there, lovely golf courses. And it's tranquil, and it's literally, you know, 10 minutes from Belfast City Airport, and you're kind of coming out of the Belfast, central Belfast kind of buzz, but getting a lovely north down, and, you know, the gateway down into the Arts Peninsula there, and just a real great base to experience maybe more of an old world Northern Ireland, which I think is definitely a market for us, you know, and we'll keep going after that.
Absolutely. Well, heartiest congratulations on receiving the award, Garvin. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much, Frank.
Thank you.
We're always interested in a good news story here on this programme. The Old Inn Crawfordsburn receiving the National Award of the AA Hotel of the Year. Well done. Take a bow, owners and staff.